We're going to talk about, for all of our out-of-town listeners, just get a pen and pencil and write these things down or just listen to this episode later. But we're going to talk about some local stuff, some Spokane stuff, and kind of the, you know, best of what we feel are some of the best places in Spokane. Every year they do some best of lists, and we're going to kind of talk about those things, and we're going to do some news. So let's get into the local best of. First up, because it's first meal in the day, brunch. Best brunch in Spokane. I'm going to keep Bone Thugs going in the background, by the way.
Feeling it. Yeah, when I'm talking about food, I need that Bone Thugs.
That's right. best brunch. Travis, what do you got? Best brunch in Spokane.
Travis, I've got a couple options, but if I'm keeping it real, being honest, at the end of the day, Dockside.
Dockside. All right.
And Coeur d'Alene.
And Coeur d'Alene. Close. That's good enough. Yeah, we'll call it. That's
Coeur d'Alene's
that's,
as far,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can make that's like Spokane
it's
adjacent.
It's nice to go out of
it's 30
a
minutes
little,
away.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like South Hill to the north side.
Yeah, that's true. That's close enough. Monica, what do you got?
I picked Luna. I think that they do, it's a little fancier. It's not just your typical, am I okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, there I am. I'm going in and out on my earpiece.
Yeah, it's just your earpiece. You're still recording.
So it's not just your typical like scramble or pancakes or something like that. They really they kind of do a nice little eccentric kind of brunch menu. You can do the crafts of mimosas, and when I do brunch, I like to do brunch outside, and so the courtyard patio at Luna is my absolute favorite. So with ambiance and everything included. That's definitely the place I pick for brunch.
All right. I agree with you on the brunch outside. Brunch seems like a under the sun type of place. I don't get to do brunch very often or ever, really. So the only place I've ever had brunch in Spokane, I think, is the Davenport. They do it pretty solid.
Oh, yeah.
It's the only place that with bottomless mimosas that I've ever been cut off at.
Yeah.
Dude,
I haven't been in so long. I feel like that should be like our, we should go to
Sunday.
We
thing.
Should do a Sunday brunch at.
Maybe we can do it this Sunday before I drive to Tacoma.
Let's
get all
do
loaded
it.
On.
Not before you drive to Tacoma.
Get all loaded up on mimosas.
I haven't been in a few years, but I mean, you can spend. The thing is, it only like they try and stop doing the mimosas at like 1:00, and it's like I feel like that's when brunch should start is 1:00 because
you've been drinking the night before, so you're eating brunch.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It's just like. I mean, I'm sure it's great, you know, to start drinking at 10, but I feel a little better at 1:00.
Yeah, I can't drink at 10
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, 10, like, I'm asleep by 1:00,
unless
so.
I'm camping, I can't drink at 10 a.m. Like, that's a bad, your day is sideways
yeah.
if you start drinking that early.
Well, they just, like, there's, just, you can't be have anything to do. And you shouldn't have to be in public after the sun sets. Like, you need to go home when the sun's
right.
setting. Like,
and you can't
no
do
matter
anything
what.
Else. Like, you have to
no.
keep drinking, too. It's that race against the clock of, like, I can't be too sober but can't get too drunk.
Yeah.
It's like the Wolfman trying to stay out of the, like, the full moon. You're like, ah.
Yeah. But mimosas can, they creep so hard because you're like, oh, this is delicious.
Yeah.
And you don't need, like, a real mimosa. You're just putting, like, a little ounce of orange juice in it. So you're just, like, straight up on the champagne, like you can like 1:00 and then they just keep filling them, especially there.
Yeah.
But legit though, like food wise and not like being outside, the Davenport, because they do like they have fish, sushi, pot roast, like there's
yeah,
it's literally like 4 tables of food, and it's
all about
it's,
that bacon.
Yeah,
some bacon.
And quality. Yeah, I could have an all meat brunch.
I actually can't make it with you guys, though. I'm kicked out of the Davenport for life.
Do you think they'd notice you? Do you think they'd recognize you?
Yeah, I just don't use my debit card there.
What did you do?
Oh, man.
I don't think I want to know.
I think I want to know. I think I definitely want to know.
Man. Honestly, it's not that crazy of a story. Just long story short, I met these girls at the bar there. They were like wine reps. It was like a chick and like 2 of her friends that were lesbians. And we just all got drunk on wine, and like me and this other lady had a connection, and The two friends were like, hey, you guys need to take that outside. So we did, out in the hallway. And after like a few minutes, elevator opens up, security is there. And
wait, were you guys like having sex in the...
Yeah.
In the elevator?
We were just hooking up real hardcore. It was really hazy, but I think I was going down on her.
Well, I can see that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think that's frowned upon in a classy establishment, going down on her. I mean, you know, have some decorum. Just finger blast her.
Well, that happened too, yeah.
Sure.
So anyways, yeah.
All right. Brunch okay. It is.
Brunch it is. Next up, fine dining. Where is your go-to?
Who's going first? You're trying to change the music for what we're picking.
Fine dining. I like this music.
Mm-hmm.
I dig this music. Like I have a whole mix of just like this, you know, like 40s, 50s, just jazz, like sitting in a this is what I wish my life could be. Just listening to this music, sitting in a lounge and sipping on a cocktail. Like that's the life with like a bow tie but not done, just perfectly undone. You know, I look like I just got done doing something important and I'm relaxing and just like, you know, should look casual, like your hair is a little tousled. Little haggard, looking tired, but just having fun. There's a cigar in front of me on the table. It's burning. I'm not smoking it though. Just hanging out. Smooth jazz. I love it. Yeah. So, all right, Traz, fine dining in Spokane. Where?
My favorite place to go is the Steam Plant. They have an awesome menu. They've got a brewery in-house, awesome bar, awesome happy hour. But it's the ambience and the decor of the whole place that I really like. It's set in an old, huge steam factory.
Yeah.
Electricity plant.
A steam factory where they created steam. We produce the world's best. We're the number one shipping magnate of steam in the entire world.
God. They sold steam nuggets to the city.
Yeah,
of
we've got the steam market covered. You need steam? We've got it. Hot steam, cold steam, white steam, black steam, brown steam. What do you got? We've got the steam.
So yeah, exactly. It used to be like a crazy ass steam factory.
I don't think they produce steam. Like a factory of steam. It just,
you never know.
How's the steam trading on the stock market? So yeah, it's a steam. It was a steam plant. They were. I don't remember what
they made. Electricity. That was their real product.
Yeah, they made electricity, but steam came out of these big steam bowels, I guess, or whatever.
Huge ass steam columns.
Yeah, they're really cool.
But yeah, you can like pretty much scope the whole building. They've remodeled a lot of it. There's like offices in it. And
yeah.
There's like all these catwalks, and it's really interesting to be in like a, you know, late 1800s, 1900s
right.
Steam factory for keeping it real.
It reminds me of like that chemical plant scene from the first Tim Burton Batman. With all like the catwalks and stuff like that,
yeah.
Like it's, you know what I'm saying? That scene when Jack Nicholson becomes the Joker in the first bat. It reminds me of that, parts of it. And then one time I was really drunk and I went in one of the steam plants and they have a ladder and I was climbing up.
You went up the stack.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the best parts. So there's these two huge stacks that are...
it's probably dangerous.
You know, super...
It's probably dangerous.
Super all about... That makes up our skyline, you know? It's one of the most noticeable things. And it's cool that you can just be in the bottom of it, looking all the way up, you know, a 200-foot stack, and it's like you could feel the wind, and it's a really cool place to take a date.
Yeah. All right. I've never... You know what? I have to be completely honest. I've had beer there. I've been there for their happy hour and had... like their kind of appetizers. Mm-hmm. I've never
eaten the dining.
I've never eaten an entree there.
It's really good. The food's really good, and they also do really. It's a really great place for events, for catering events. They have a nice little area in the back where you can have your own little private bartender, and they put on a really good spread as well.
Yeah. All right. What do you got for class fine dining? Monica?
I went with Churchill's. Girl. Churchill's is my fave.
Churchill's.
I think that it's you know it's I feel it's one of the most higher end restaurants. I like the upstairs. It has the that East Coast vibe. The owner of Churchill's is from Chicago, and owns several restaurants over there, and came over to Spokane. I like that you can go down into the lounge and they have the piano player.
Yeah.
It does have that kind of jazzy.
Yeah.
The men are drinking scotch, the women are sipping champagne, and if you
separate water fountains. Colored help in the back. You know.
No.
Upstairs,
I mean, it has it's beautiful with the chandeliers and everything, but it's so nice that they make it applicable for people to just be able to come down into the lounge on Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, and they do their bar fare menu.
Their lounge is awesome, and they always have cool specials. So.
But upstairs, I mean, you except that it's Spokane, everybody's like still wearing hats and camo.
Right.
But I mean, it's very nicely well done, like fine dining.
Is that weird to anyone else? Like I
like to dress for dinner.
You should dress for dinner. It's the same. So I have this weird thing. Like it's the same thing when I fly.
Mm-hmm.
Like I dress up to fly.
Yeah, me too.
Like I don't dress like I'm going to Walmart when if I understand if you don't want to put a blazer on to go to Walmart.
Yeah.
But when you're flying, like that's a thing that used to be like an affair.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you're supposed to be, and it's recognized too. I mean, they'll upgrade people when they're dressed nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
The only time I don't dress up when I'm on a plane is when I'm getting on a plane and I'm hungover.
Wow, that's a little different, yeah.
But when I'm on my way to that place, I am dressed up. On the way home, it might be a little disheveled.
On the way back from Vegas?
Yeah, on the way.
Southwest flight back from Vegas?
Yeah, the way to Vegas, I am like, you know, wearing heels, possibly something sparkly already. Fake Louis bag. No. way home, I'm wearing sunglasses and a baseball hat. But yes.
Jeez, yeah, you guys make me feel like shit. I always just wear like sweat shorts when I go flying, t-shirt.
Yeah, no, you need to step your game up.
You know, I just
hot as shit when I roll into the airport.
I'm just into appreciating life a little bit and the things like you go out to a nice dinner. You know, put on a collared shirt and a blazer. It's weird.
It makes it a memorable experience. It's not just a, you know, like dining is. I'm in the industry, and you guys are in the service industry as well, in some way or form. But like to appreciating that experience that you're having, and the money that's being spent, and the ritualisticness around it, and that you're having with a person, especially when it's a nice dinner like that. It's usually a special occasion or a special meeting or whatever. You're not going to spend $50 on steak because it's Tuesday. Like, you're going for a reason, and so dress for the occasion.
Enjoy it.
Get a good picture. Put that picture in a pretty freaking frame and when I look at a dress what I was doing when I wore that dress, because it was for a special occasion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good. Dressing up is good for you. I wish people did it more often. I look back on, or I see old movies or look back on old pictures, and like, you know, look at like a picture of the 1956 World Series, and it's just all guys in like leisure suits and hat, like dressed.
Yeah.
And this is them on their day off having a beer at the ballpark, you know, it's like,
even when I was in New York and went to Phantom of the Opera, me and my mom had bought like nice long dresses to wear, and people were wearing baseball hats and t-shirts. And I was just like, this is Phantom of the Opera, but like people just don't see it as that. Some people with money don't see it as that. Like, they feel this is a casual Tuesday.
I feel
sometimes.
Like now there's this weird flux where people with money want to look poor.
Yeah.
And hey, I'm just one of you guys.
And
man.
Then one of the
I'm
poor,
just,
yeah, the poor know, people are the ones dressing up.
Right. And it's, you know, it's funny. I went to a couple years ago. I went to a few weddings one summer,
mm-hmm.
and it just shocked me the way people dressed going to a wedding. You know, they're in like sandals and like, you know, like, camo cargo shorts and just like a, you know, couldn't even put like a polo on. They're just in like a Led Zeppelin t-shirt. I'm like, did you just fucking roll off tour with Fish for the last 6 months? Or like, what happened here?
I can't believe what people wear to weddings. I was just doing the same thing, watching my friend's wedding live today. And you see somebody walk across wearing a sweatshirt. Like, literally a sweatshirt and a hat.
Yeah.
And it's like, he's older. He's like a grandfather or whatever. But it's like, you're probably related to this kid in some way. And it's his wedding. And you literally just rolled out in your sweatshirt and a hat. Like, I would be so offended. I'll turn people away from my wedding if they're not dressed appropriately.
Well, I'll dress nice for your wedding.
I mean, if it happens.
No, let's be real.
Let's be real.
That's a promise I'm never going to have to fulfill.
I mean, right now, I'm just trying to adopt a dog. one thing at a time.
We should have a bet on who gets married first, Monica or I.
Yeah, I know. Or shoot me.
Between
the three of us, who goes first? We're still going to be doing this show when we're
uncommittable.
Uncommittable crew.
Before we move on a little bit, I just want to say last thing on the dressing nice. People need to realize that if you dress better, you feel better about yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Like people don't understand. It's such a thing in their psyche. Like, it downtroddens you psychologically, and you don't even realize it. You know, it like beats you down psychologically and makes you feel poor and less. Like, if you're dressed nice, because people, you know, the way people, it's just the nature of attraction and how we're all connected. This just this aura, this vibe you put out of like, oh, this guy's kind of got his shit together. It's a different vibe. You feel better. Your body picks up on that energy. You feel better about yourself because you look good.
Treating you better.
Yeah. I mean,
I could probably only count on one hand the amount of times I've been seen in public without like makeup on or like not like I don't like if unless I mean unless you go to the gym or something like that. Like I go to the gym, but even like when people just go to the grocery store, I'm like, what? I know I can meet like Mr. Right at the grocery store. Like I always try and I like, have you ever seen me without makeup on?
I don't think so.
I always get ready. My mom just taught me that. She would get ready every single day, and she was a housewife. She was a mom.
Yeah.
And she would get up when we got up every day, and she would get ready. And she would go to the grocery store and do her errands. I'd come home, and she looked pretty every day. And so that's how I've always been.
There you go.
Guys have it easy, though. All you guys have to do is put on a button-up collared shirt, and you're ready to go.
Just shave and put on a shirt.
It takes me an hour to get ready. Well, with my bath time, it takes me an hour and a half every day.
All right. My favorite fine dining restaurant in Spokane, probably no surprise people who know me, but is Scratch. Scratch is my favorite spot in Spokane. I just love that place. Always has a nice, it's not too big of a menu. It's concise. And they always have more adventurous stuff like duck or buffalo or some sort of like, they've got a seafood trio that's really good. It's just like
seafood
a
trio is my favorite.
They just and they've got a great appetizer menu, a bruschetta plate and their calamari appetizers are on point. They've got a small but concise menu. It's not overpriced for the value, especially. Like, you can go to Spencer's and you're going to spend $80 on a steak and you're just going to get that steak.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you can go to Scratch and for, you know, $28 to $40 a person, which is very reasonable considering the quality of food you're getting. It just kills. That place is awesome for me. So.
Yeah,
I love that place.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get the manager on the show, actually, just so maybe he'll give me free food in the future.
Yeah. Well, let's go for Monica's Munchies. And
yeah, I'm down anytime. I love that place. I got a couple
of
Groupons.
Let's do a Thursday. We can't use the Groupon for Thursday, but Thursday is when they do the half-off menu.
Oh, yeah. Thursdays work till 8, but I can go after that. Next up on our list, I'm just gonna keep this music rolling because I'm digging it. Mm-hmm. I'm fucking super digging this music right now.
Panty dropping.
Fuck yeah. Well, my panties are dropping. I know that.
I don't think you even wear any panties.
Nah. I go no panties.
With socks easy like that, who needs panties?
Yeah, I took
a Snapchat of your socks.
I had a customer.
They're awesome.
I had a customer complimenting them today.
Those are some dope socks.
Yeah. My sock game's on point. Best.
I have cute socks on
best,
too.
Let's see your socks. This is good pod. Oh, they're little lipsticks. Little kiss marks. All right. Best patio.
Ow.
Best patio right there?
Yeah.
Best patio in town. Trav?
I'm just going to vote for someplace that I've gone to way too much and really adore, the Scoreboard out in the valley.
Ah, that's a good call, dude. Yeah. Like, I was thinking, no offense to the Scoreboard, I was thinking like a little of the higher end.
Yeah, me too.
But that Scoreboard's dope. No, they got a volleyball court, cheap drinks, usually pretty decent people too. Like, I've always like had fun there. It's like an interesting crowd.
Yeah,
the Valley brings
that's
a weird...
That's my hood. Drink that's my hood. You can come visit me.
I went to U High. It's more of like a CV bar, but everybody goes there, honestly.
Yeah.
It's just, you get all different walks of life coming through that door. Every age range, every ethnicity, every kind of person that's ever gotten a beer is the kind of person that goes there.
I had some pretty long nights there last summer playing volleyball. We used to play at the Spokane Club in the Valley. Volleyball until they closed. Then we'd go to the Scoreboard and we just dominated, getting hammered there, drinking rum and coke all night.
Mm-hmm.
We'd play volleyball till like 2 a.m., just dominating yeah. everyone who'd come and play.
Right. In the summertime, you just can't beat it. They've also got Horseshoes,
yeah.
Kind of like an outdoor bar that they do like food events, barbecues and stuff for throughout the summer. They're always bringing in bands and stuff to go out and play on that patio. So
yeah.
It's just solid.
I always feel like, I don't know, with the Valley though, I always feel like I'm like every bar I go to, I feel like I'm one drink removed from a lacerated internal organ. Like, someone's going to get stabbed. Like, I just feel it. Just, there's that aura of.
Yep.
Trav is shaking his head. Yes. He's like, yes, definitely.
I don't go anywhere in the Valley.
I was at Bolo's, and this kid from my high school was all fucked up. He, like, came in, gave me a wet willy, and I'm like, you motherfucking bitch, right?
And then Trav stabbed him.
No, 10 minutes later, everyone's like, all right, you guys got to get out. Somebody got stabbed in the parking lot.
See? That's what I'm saying.
Dude, the dude that gave me the wet willy got an altercation, stabbed this dude. Dude's friend comes over and fucking lays out the dude that gave me a wet willy, destroyed his face. He got knocked out behind my friend's car. So we were like all drunk, like, and there's a million cops at this point. We're trying to get the fuck out of here, but there's this knocked out dude behind my friend's car. We're stuck. It's freezing cold.
But,
dude, that's how I feel.
The good old Valley.
Fuck, what's Ichabod's?
Yeah.
I've never been to Ichabod.
You'll feel like you're going to get stabbed there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any of the bars on Trent, stabbed.
Yeah. Oh, I don't fuck around with that shit. There's a reason.
Just go to the Max. So you can go to the
I
Max.
Like the Max.
The Max is my
Max,
favorite.
Speaking of patio, is that what you're going to say? Max?
No.
Oh, Max has a great patio, but.
It does. It's okay. I mean,
it's good food, too.
It's the patio's subpar. I mean, when the flowers are nice. But Anthony's is my favorite. I love that view of the falls.
Oh, yeah. That's a good call, too. You have to go to.
It's my absolute. I like that view way better than the view from Clinker Daggers. It's the view right on as it comes down the falls. And even I was there the other day when it was snowing over the falls, and it's just as pretty as it is during the summer. So that's my favorite. Even and on like New Year's and on 4th of July, they have, if you sit at the window or on the patio, that when they have the fireworks show over the falls, it's absolutely gorgeous.
There you go. So Anthony's is a good Anthony. I mean, that's a good one too.
Especially their happy hour during the summer. From they do it till 6:30, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
They have an amazing happy hour. So you can just sit there for the whole time.
Yeah.
From 3 to 6:30, and you know.
That's they have a good happy. They have a great happy hour. Actually, Anthony's is a good happy hour, good beer. And I remember the first time I went there. I don't know if they still do this, but they used to do like this calamari Caesar salad for like $5.
I had it the other day.
Yeah.
Well, their food did go up a little bit.
This was like 5 years ago. So
everything's $8.50 now, which is still good.
Still reasonable. The thing was like I got it and it was much like it was big because it was like just I remember eating it and thinking, God, that was bigger than an appetizer, but not quite an entree. But that was like a lot of food for $5.
Everything used to be $5. The burger, then the ahi nachos. Like, to have those options and be quality seafood for $5 was like crazy. They did just have to jack it up a little bit. But the drinks are still $6, $6.50, $7, and $8.
All right. The on my list for best patio, I went with a little spot I found. Well. Just recently discovered I enjoy a little place in Brownsish called Brown's Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
I like that place. Their food's super good. You know, good drinks. They have a cool little patio, kind of got some good foliage in there. I like Brown's Edition. It has a cool vibe when you're sitting outside.
Yeah.
Neighborhood-ish, but cool. Like, I like it. It reminds me of, you know, parts of, like, Portland and little neighbor, like, pocket neighborhoods. So,
yeah.
I dig their food. That's a nice spot.
We do have to give a shout-out.
I super agree with you. Yeah, especially in the summertime. time, you know, like there's a lot of people out in
Brunswick. Yeah, walking around and stuff. Yeah.
We do have to give a shout out to Trinity.
Oh, yeah.
It's our not almost home, but close to home destination.
That place is good.
For brunch and patio, where Dees and I went for Sandemonium.
Yeah.
And that's a view, great food, great service. So give them a shout out for brunch
and patio. It's right on the water in Sandpoint. That place is dope.
Yeah.
All right. A couple more here, and we're going to get into the news. But let's go with best happy hour. Traz, what do you got for best happy hour in Spokane?
All right, fuck it. I'm going to go just with a happy hour.
Chili's.
I know.
Okay, those margaritas.
Have you heard of a 2-for-20 special?
Yeah.
No, my happy hour is just, this is like a super awesome event that has come to Spokane. It's the combination of Wild Dogs and Monterey on Tuesdays.
He's going for this.
So Monterey has $10 pizzas, and they're like, it's not the best pizza in town, but it's the best pizza
for
$10.
See, I think it's the best pizza in town.
I don't like it. I don't like Monterey.
Oh,
see,
I love Monterey
well,
pizza.
One person thinks it's the best pizza in town, and it's only $10 on a Tuesday.
No, I get the value, and like,
so
they got
good
karaoke, and then Wild Dogs at the same time, just like a block away, does $2 shots.
You must
of
be drunk if they're only a block away.
Want. Yeah, it's like 2 blocks away.
I know. It's more like 2 blocks. Chaz
runs fast when he's drunk.
2 blocks over.
So I had a run in with Monterey Cafe the other night. So I'm in between.
Were you karaoke George Michael?
No.
And you wouldn't stop, and
they had a problem. We're closing down.
We're closing down. You're but I don't want to.
We're having noise complaints.
The dogs are howling.
I could play it. No, I won't. I'm digging the jazz too much. I worked all day Saturday, and then I had to be at the club at 6:30, and I was there till like 1 a.m. But in between shows, we sat everyone for the second show, and I'm like, I'm starving. So I ran across to Monterey to grab a slice of pizza, and I go in, and I realized last weekend, I haven't been able to do anything about it, but my driver's license expired. So I give the door guy my he's like, ID, and I'm like, dude, I'm like, first of all, look at my face. I fucking am old. It shows. Okay. Like, and the guy knows me. Like, I'm in there. I'm usually in there Wednesdays after open mic. And so, like, he knows who I am. Like, he's not a person. Like, I don't know his name. But, and then, you know, the bartenders know me. And I'm like, he's like, do you have an ID? Your ID's expired. I'm like, fuck. And I go, dude, I'm not even buying a drink. Like, I literally just want a slice of pizza. Can I buy a slice of pizza? He's like, no. And I go, here's money. Will you go buy me a slice of pizza and you just go like there there's not a line. There's not like 100 people. It's just me and him. No one behind me. And there's like
is this
three
after 10.
No, it was at like 9.
Because there's like kids in there sometimes
or,
in the
well,
dining
actually,
area.
Actually, no, it might have been, what time was it?
It was probably after 9. That's when
no, it was
changes.
After 9 because we had set the second show. But I just, and I'm like, can you just go, just here's money. Just go grab me a slice of pepperoni and you just turn around. He's the guy's right behind you. Give him money, grab a slice. And like, he's like, no.
Wow.
And I'm like, I'm like, fuck you, dude. I'm like, you fucking asshole. I'm like, are you serious right now? Like,
that's some super douche status.
Yeah, like, come on, letter of the law, spirit of the law. Like, I get it. Like, legally, you're not allowed to let anyone in the bar after 10 o'clock without a valid ID. But first of all, if a cop comes in the bar, do you think they're gonna ID me? Like, look at me. I look more like Alan Thicke, and he's dead. Okay?
Alan Thicke than Robin.
Yeah, so, it's... And then if there was a line of 20 people behind me, like, I get it, you know? Don't... You've got other people who need to be prioritized, but there's no one around.
Well, the thing is, I've seen kids in there at nighttime. Like, people that have worked there have their kids there, and they're eating pizza, but as long as they don't go beyond... into the bar
that's
area.
That's supposed to change after 9, though.
Okay, because, I mean, I've seen them there after 9.
I'm sure.
I've definitely, so.
That,
yeah.
That is
not,
ridiculous.
To not just
dude.
Let you yeah. get some pizza, and clearly you're not even purchasing.
Right, like,
but
I
you can see your age, it's just expired.
Yeah, like, exactly. Yeah. Like, it's me, it's an expired
that's
idea, just expired. It's obviously me. And I didn't, it's not like I'm like, hey, dude, just let me get a drink. I didn't want a drink.
And you
I just,
recognized the guy, too, like, he
oh,
worked there.
Yeah, he's, I've seen
is
him.
Is their main
I've,
door guy?
I think.
Remember his name.
He's
just
short,
like brown hair, kind of short, but
he's kind of dark skin.
Yeah.
Darker skin.
No, no,
he's like
no,
tan.
A different guy. Okay, that's good.
I don't know.
That makes,
no.
I didn't lose respect for my friend.
No, it's the guy I've seen in their bunch, but whatever. Yeah. I was just like, that's such fucking
that's
horseshit,
well intense.
Dude.
Dude, I think that if there's one thing that pisses me off about people in America, it's that the whole corporate fascism, fucking Nazi, where's your paperwork
yeah.
with IDs and stuff. Like, when you're clearly, like, if I go to buy, like, a fucking Black and Mild Jazz and they're like, oh, sorry, your ID's expired. It's like,
yeah.
bitch, goddamn.
It's expired.
100
okay.
years old.
Do you know why it's expired? Because I've had an ID so long right. that it's fucking, that it need that it's expired. That's how old I am. My right. ID's been around fucking as long as dinosaurs have. So clearly I'm 21 years old. Like, we talked about this last week, but it's like, just be a person. Why can't we have human interactions
yes.
anymore without, like, this fucking, like, obligatory, like, fucking, like, just structured, I can't break this box. Like, have a fucking free thought and be like, okay, this I've seen this dude here. He's clearly over 21. He's sober.
Yeah.
He's well-dressed. He just wants a slice of pizza. He's willing to pay for it. He's not fucking trying to fucking stab someone and grab a slice of pizza, hop on a fucking helicopter to Mexico. Like, what does he think is going to happen here?
He most likely only has one ball or a small penis.
Yeah.
Because those are the people that really try and, like,
have a position of power.
A position of power
yeah.
and will use it in the most, like, mundane,
right.
rude, heartless way.
Right, because in that moment, he's in charge and he's the boss. And because
yeah.
he's just the lowly door guy, but now he's the lowly door guy in charge of me, and he
yeah.
can ruin my. It's like, fuck you, dude. Really? Are you serious? So fuck. I was so pissed. I'm like, fuck it, whatever.
Where'd you eat
but,
then?
I didn't eat because I didn't have time to go do anything. I didn't have time to go anywhere
see
else.
What you did, you fucking asshole door
yeah,
man.
I know.
So,
and then he blacked out, and then he killed somebody.
Yeah.
That's how that could have gone.
Blacked out. So. What were we talking best happy hour? You said, sorry.
Oh, happy hour? I was going to go with Rain. So next door to Scratch,
yes.
Rain, because they do, like, Wednesdays, they do half-off bottles of wine. Every day they do have their happy hour from 3 to 6. Then they do it again at nighttime
yeah.
at the end of the night. And they stay open till later. Like, that was the place that we always went when I worked at P.F. Chang's, because everywhere else did just have, like, pizza or fried food. That they have, like, sandwiches and bruschetta and, like, chicken wings. Like, they had, like, a lot more options. And then on Thursdays, the fact that they do their half off their menu, which is phenomenal. It's the Scratch menu. Like, overall, I just thought that having all those different options. It was hard for me to decide between that and Churchill's, but it has more options there.
Right, and we should give a shout out to Churchill's, because that was mine too.
Yeah, Churchill's doing that on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, plus having their regular happy hour from 3
yeah.
to 6. Like, to be able to have that kind of ambiance, but that's the same thing. Rain has such nice ambiance.
Yeah.
That's where I like to get a nice happy hour, is where I feel like it's like a fancy happy hour.
It's not
just like nachos and mozzarella sticks, you know.
I would have definitely gone with Rain, but since I had already gone with Scratch for fine dining, I went with Steelhead. I really like Steelhead.
Yeah.
It has a great happy hour too.
Oh,
they've
I've
got
been craving
some great
that.
Options.
Maybe I'll go get that.
Yeah, they've got some good options. So, we're kind of clicking on time, so let's move. We'll move through these last ones pretty quick and get
yeah,
into some
we'll
news.
We'll just name what they are.
Pub food.
What else?
I went with Pools.
Pools. I went with the Onion.
Nice.
Onion stepped up their game recently. Best burger in town, Traz.
It's called Big Red's Food Truck, and it's on Sunset Hill in Government Way. And I want to give a big, big shout out to
okay.
this person, because they probably don't get any press or publicity outside of, like, maybe the Inlander one time. But this guy runs a food truck on that corner, Government Way, Southwest or Sunset Boulevard, and it's just the most dankest, juiciest. He does like Philly cheesesteaks and stuff like that. I got the Philly cheesesteak burger. It was so juicy, so big. Like, it's like $8, and it's more food than you could ever even imagine.
Nice.
You get a whole to-go box full of fries, and then he puts the burger on top of it, and it literally is like this big, dude.
Nice.
And I don't know. I know the listeners can't see it, but it's a big, huge, fatty burger.
It's a big burger.
Just cheesy, meaty, everything, mushroomy, everything you'd want.
Monica, best burger?
So I had to go with Anthony's because
we get it. You work at Anthony's.
I know,
all right.
Like,
Jesus Christ.
I know, but like our
who's in the commercial for Anthony's?
I only did one.
This show brought to you by Anthony's Beach House Cafe.
It's not even open anymore, you dick. And what else have I said about
now
it?
Now in Coeur d'Alene.
I am now in Coeur d'Alene. But like our burger was made from our sirloin, and downtown at Anthony's, they'll make it from their ribeye. Some time, like the burger's out of control, and on the happy hour it's $8.50. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
I think it's phenomenal.
It is phenomenal.
I'm not a huge burger person. Like, I've gotten burgers at other places. Like,
yeah.
We were just talking about Wisconsin burger. I'm like, oh, this tastes like a burger. But
yeah.
Like, when you can tell that it's a finer quality of meat, like it's basically in between a regular burger and a Kobe steak burger, and it's $8.50. Like,
yeah.
That's the reason I liked it, because the quality of
difference
meat.
You can tell.
Yeah, it wasn't just a burger. Everywhere else just has a burger to me.
My favorite burger in town is super underrated. Manitou Tap House. Manitou Tap House has really, really good burger. They have good food. They're too busy. It's hard to get in there. So,
yeah.
And I don't want to sit and wait, and you can't make reservations. So, all right, last round, then we're going to get into news. Best pizza.
Oh, man.
Trav?
I'm going to go with the Benedito's on the South Hill.
Okay.
By that Rosar's there. I've just gone in there a few times, and every single time it's just been the most dankiest, cheesy, delicious pizza ever. So,
I said earlier, but Monterey.
Monterey.
Like, every time I've had their pizza, and they have, like, so many different kinds, and it's huge, and when they do the half-off one. But just, like, even getting a slice, even when it's, like, old and been sitting there for an hour, it's still, like,
feels
really,
good.
Really, really good to me. I don't know what it is about the Monterey pizza. I think they sprinkle a little crack cocaine in it.
Maybe. No, the Monterey.
I mean, because it is the Monterey.
My favorite pizza in Spokane is, I really like the Field House. Because it's not far from my house. But when I want pizza, like, I want gluttonous pizza. I don't want, like, you know, like, paper, wafer thin, like, kale and broccoflower and, like, fucking artichoke hearts on my pizza. I want, like, as many dead animals on that pizza as possible. And, you know, I don't want a big deep crust. I don't want that paper thin, you know, like, you know, regular, you know, thinnish crust.
Mm-hmm.
But get that glutton it up, you know what I'm saying? And Fieldhouse has some good pizza, so.
Nice.
All right. Well, that's our best of for the city. So if you come to Spokane, you know where to go. But we haven't done the news in a while. Monica, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's get into the news.
Stuff according to Stuffs.
It's my job to speak up for the people that Deez puts down.
All right, well, let's see. So much has happened. This is pretty funny. In Hollywood, there was a gentleman who was able to change the Hollywood sign to Hollyweed this weekend. I thought that was pretty funny. He was able to put two white tarps over the center, and then two black tarps over the side to cut it off to make it look like an E.
Yeah.
So, and I have a lot of friends that live in Southern California, so the amount of people on the streets trying to take selfies with that behind with Hollyweed was pretty funny. Snoop had posted, you know, 2016, 2017, and he's like, the little cut of it, and he's like, it's our year. So I thought that was hilarious who did that. And he did it with, like, the little, you can see close up, there's a little peace sign
Did he cover the part of the E or the O's? Is that what he did? He covered part of the
O's?
Yeah,
so there, like, you can see close up if you want to. There's a white tarp in the middle, hung in between the O, and then there's a black tarp hung below the cut of the O's to make them look like E's. So up close you can tell it looks off, But when you're far away from it, it literally is like, yeah, looks perfect.
Right. It's funny because I saw that and I go, yeah, that's ballsy because I've been up to the Hollywood sign a lot of times.
Yeah.
And it there's a big ass fence you got to get over. And there's, yeah, a ton of video cameras up
and
there.
And they have video camera of him, but it was raining and, yeah, it was really like it was raining hard. And so you couldn't see. You couldn't make out anything, yeah, like it doesn't. They were able to zoom, and he had a hood on, a hat,
right?
A mat. Like there was no way of being able to figure out even what kind of what race he was.
Yeah.
So
police helicopters fly by there a lot,
yeah,
too. So
and the, I mean, I guess it didn't take him too long. I think he was doing it between like 1 and 2:30 or something, mm-hmm, like that. But I mean, that was like a stealth mission. Like, could you imagine like being that guy? Like,
yeah,
oh my God, I would tell everybody. I would be arrested so fast.
Right.
Because yeah, I'd be like, that was me.
Yeah, he's gonna crack, tell someone and get found out.
I thought that was a fun little thing. Let's see.
Weed is tight.
Let's see. Kanye Kim update. Kanye, uh-huh, was, while he was in the hospital, we had talked about that before. He was scared of the doctors, not understanding what was going on. He went on a rant about Jay-Z and Beyonce, saying that North had never played with Blue Ivy, and that Beyonce had refused to perform at the Music Awards unless she was going to be winning an award. This was during his hospital stay, which upset Kim because Kim has had great aspirations to be friends with Beyonce and Jay-Z. She tried to send them an invitation to her mom, Chris's Christmas Eve party,
yeah,
and they got a return to sender in the mail. So it doesn't look like these two power couples will be joining ranks again.
Throwing up the rock anymore, huh?
Yeah, no, it's not happening. Kim's not happy with Kanye, but you know, what are you gonna do?
You know,
that's why it's fueling all these reports of separation. But you know, they gotta get over it.
is all this just? Well, you never know with Kanye because he's truly nuts. But
no, he really did say all those things and severed relationships,
yeah,
with a lot of people.
I believe that, but I mean, so much of this has come out when Black Rob and Black China. I was thinking Black Rob was a rapper years ago.
It takes two to make a thing go right. Yeah.
So, China and Rob, Black China and Rob, whatever the fuck. These
Rob and China.
Yeah, these
it's
people.
Rob and China.
They had a show, mm-hmm, which I guess got canceled, and then after they got canceled, like then they're separated, and then Rob goes to the hospital. I feel like these are publicity stunts to keep these people in the spotlight.
No, this is their actual life. Like I watched the show, and it was just because
shows are cooked, right?
No, like you can see them what they get mad at each other about, and like how it's a real fight. Like,
but you have
you can't
have
make that shit up sometimes.
Oh, I have a cousin who worked on a lot of reality shows in Hollywood, and he's like, so much of it is like scripted. Like they have to have that drama to keep people wanting to watch more.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why that jewel heist with Kim, a lot of people speculate that was, and I gave my theory on what I thought that was, but the
I don't think she would have taken herself that out of social media like that. I think she would have milked it if it wasn't real.
But part of that is not even continued to Snapchat. Part of that is like I think is it's a ploy. You have these people build like there's people around them that build like a brand and market them, and they're at the Kardashian show was actually about to be canceled, I guess, when that happened, and like people were reinvigorated, and it's what kept them going for another season. So I feel like these drama.
I don't think they were ever going to be canceled.
They were. I read an article about it. They were.
Yeah.
He was ready to cancel. Like they were on the verge of being canceled, and then like these all these dramatic events happen when they're like, oh, people aren't paying attention to us. I got robbed, or we broke up, or I'm in the hospital. It's just so weird that that's what we do now.
Yeah.
It's so fucking weird.
Well, let's see.
It's like our tiptoe into virtual reality, into like a second life, you know? Like we're watching someone else's life and then, you know, next thing you know, it's going to be like Kim Kardashian. We're going to be watching Kim Kardashian watch someone's show.
It's like the Truman Show.
Yeah.
Because it's like we have Facebook and reality shows now, but it's not even a realistic view into people's lives, you know?
Yeah.
And definitely on those shows, I've heard that they, you know, not necessarily that it's scripted, but they'll be like, hey, China, like, what's something that you hate about Rob? You know, and then she just goes on a rant, and then they're like...
No, I mean, they definitely fuel things or whatever, but, I mean, I can tell the difference when I'm watching something, and I can tell that it's real or fake or whatever, but, like, I mean, this, most of the drama is, like, that's just how they are. They're all fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Let's see. Ronda Rousey.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Return to the ring. For 48 seconds. What's so sad is because this girl had worked out hard for the last year, and when she had the last fight, you know, she was getting a lot of knack because she had really gone into acting roles and like really becoming more of a public eye and not just in her sport, and so people had given her a lot of knack for not, you know, being dedicated to her sport at that time. And so she's stayed completely out of the public eye, made very little comments about the last fight, and only did a few things the week before.
I think
she went on Ellen, and she went on a few things that she thought were going to be a positive for her fight, and then gets in the ring and fucking KO'd 48 seconds.
She just
in.
Got the absolute shit kicked out.
So it's just like bye bye. Yeah,
that
like,
fight went exactly as I thought it would go.
Did you?
Oh yeah, listen. When it comes to boxing, Nunes is a phenomenal boxer. Ronda Rousey just got exposed by Holly Holm. Ronda Rousey was entered into a sport when there was no other athletes in that sport. It's like if LeBron James played in a league with only old white Jews. He dominates everyone. I mean, he dominates people now, but it's just like there was no one. There was no other talent, and she was already at her plateau, and everyone else was still getting better. And all these girls have gotten better, and she's never been a boxer. She's never been able to box and stand up. She's just been able to be big and stronger than everyone. Gets to them, use her judo and armbar. That's how she won all her fights.
Yeah.
But when you have a girl who knows how to throw and she's too stiff, you can't teach someone to be slick. That's one thing in boxing. You can't teach someone slick. That's why Mayweather is so good, because he's a slick fighter.
Bob and weave.
And you can't teach slick, and she's too stiff. You put a puncher in there, someone who can throw. Holly Holm was a world-class boxer, beat her.
Yeah.
Nunes, world-class boxer.
Yeah.
She's done.
She doesn't have any. And I think
she's not done, dude. She still is a crazy ass athlete.
No, for sure.
But she's gonna go practitioner.
Yeah, but she wants to continue what she had started doing, was be able to do movies and be a character now.
Yeah.
Because she knew that her time was going that direction.
I think she'll retire. But the problem is,
she should just get hungry and fucking start boxing.
It doesn't matter. She'll never be good enough to compete with the top tier. The top seven women in the division are better boxers than she are, and will take her out. So she's not going to get paid the same money she is, and she's just going to do damage to herself. And the problem with having a career in acting now is what is her status now?
Her niche.
She's
gonna be made fun of.
Well, yeah, she was so
popular. Before she was badass.
Right.
Now she got an ass kicked. So
she was so popular because she was undefeatable, this it girl, this big thing. Now she's a girl who's lost twice in a row and isn't gonna fight anymore and doesn't really have much of a rep. And it's like, you know how fickle people are.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not it, well, hey, we'll find someone else who is. So
yeah,
I think she's
her
gonna.
Her big thing was she did the Entourage movie, and on the Entourage movie, everybody was like, "Yo, it's Ronda Rousey," and now it's like nobody's gonna see her and be like,
"That's
whoa,
Ronda Rousey. Yeah.
Oh, that's that girl that got her ass beat." You know,
dude,
like
it's like she's
it
not
sucks.
The first MMA fighter to get beat up or knocked out.
But she's the first of her kind. She's the first female.
Well, and I totally agree with what you're saying.
And to wait a year
about
and a half to
Ronda
fight
Rousey
somebody.
Getting dropped into an undeveloped league. It was like the early days of MMA where you had like Tank Abbott and bar fighters and stuff, and it's like. She was a legitimate.
I love
Olympic
that we're
athlete.
Talking about women's mixed martial arts beating the shit out of each other while listening to this classy ass.
I know.
And then Ronda Rousey face punched this guy.
Right. But no, finish. Sorry.
So, you know, and it's like it's up to her and her legacy how she wants to end it. Like, if she wants to get angry, get mad, like, she's a fucking fierce competitor. And she can get in there and box with girls well enough to get close and judo chuck them.
She's too stiff. She's
right,
like from
that,
a guy who's been
like,
boxing since he was about
it's
7
MMA
years old,
and it's not just
right. But you have to be the only thing. She's a one trick pony. And her trick is not good enough to get past the other people's mixed bag of tricks.
Right.
And from a person who's in boxing since I was about 7, I can tell you, just looking at her, she is far too stiff to ever be taught good enough hands. And as soon as someone starts, like Nunes or Holm, who has good enough hands to start throwing with her, she's done. And again, you look at the power rankings, top 7 women in the division have better hands than she does.
Right.
So she drops to, okay, you're in the top 10 now. Okay, well, you're not making, you know, it's such a competitive division because they don't promote the women's fights as much, especially if she's not there. So what do you do? And she has already said, as soon as she was getting too much damage, and she talked about retiring after her last fight.
Oh, yeah. See, I didn't know that.
I don't think she fights again. She made $3 million just to step in the ring.
Right.
That doesn't even include bonus, pay-per-view bonuses, her endorsement bonuses. She, all in all, she probably made $6 million last Saturday night or Friday night.
So. If she wants to quit and retire, then that's kind of her attitude, and she's going to do that.
She's a powder, too. She is a powder. She really is.
She can't fix a bad attitude.
I guess she's so dominant, but for so long, again, against, you know, lesser competition, but
yeah,
she's a powder.
Between her and Cam Newton, we need some more tiny violins.
So, I don't know. I just recently heard a podcast with John Bones Jones on it, and, you know, he's like a predominantly dominant fighter, just like she was, kind of. And he got kicked out of UFC,
right?
As opposed to just getting his ass beat. But, like, hearing him talk about his, like, struggle and journey to come back and, like, you know, dealing with, like, the media and, like, people who are haters and stuff like that, it was really inspirational. And it's like, you never are really out until you decide that you're out.
Yeah, but John Bones Jones also was a... he like got caught doing coke and then got caught for steroids and then like had a hit and run. He was like drunk and on coke and like hit somebody when he was all wasted.
It was
and
a pregnant lady.
Yeah. It was,
oh, really?
Yeah, it was bad. The guy was just a mess. So.
And then he just like ran away. And,
yeah.
But if you hear him talk about it, it makes a little more sense and you can understand.
Yeah.
But, you know, and it's like people like just like Ronda. The reason I bring it up is because just like Ronda Rousey, she was flying so high that people just love to shit all over that. Like when you're flying high, and
yeah,
you get
totally.
And so, and that's what happened to John Bones Jones. You know, people were like, "Oh, see, we told you that he was going to be like this." Like,
yeah, they wanted to pop her bubble,
right? Yeah. And it's just like,
all right,
well, that happened. I'm sorry.
Let's do one more. Yeah, one more.
There was rumors there for a while that Drake and Rihanna were a hot new item.
Ooh.
But then a little lady called Jennifer Lopez, she came in and stole Drake away. Rihanna's not too happy and has unfollowed both of them on Instagram. They are saying that they are not too serious at the moment, but have posted pictures cuddling over New Year's, Santa, canoodling and going out to dinner and that whole thing, but saying they're not taking things too seriously at the moment.
Yeah.
Drake is like pulls some girls. Like,
wouldn't you? I mean, yeah. If you're Drake, wouldn't you?
J Lo's kind of up there. I mean, I know she just went for a dancer,
she's
but
like mid 40s, right? Like
Rihanna,
46.
She's gorgeous.
She's
though.
Oh yeah.
She's absolutely gorgeous.
Where? Okay, if you had a choice, Jennifer Lopez now or Rihanna now, what do you choose?
I think Rihanna would be more fun. Like, J-Lo's got a couple kids. She's, you know, she is, and I know she's not like a big, I know she's not a party girl. I don't even think she drinks. Like, I think she's completely dry.
She's not
like
Jenny from the Block
anymore. No, like, well, she never had been. She had just said she's just like, she's really into like her skin and but, like, I just don't think she lets loose very often. And there's nothing wrong with that, but he's like a younger guy in the hip hop scene and everything like that. Like, I think like Rihanna and him would have a little more fun of a time and be kind of on the same wavelength. Like, I think J-Lo,
maybe he's looking for, you know, lady with kids and stuff. And
yeah, I mean, she's
settle down, get a minivan.
Yeah, like, I think that's more, if that's what he's looking for, then like go for that. I don't know if he was thinking like maybe she's the bigger.
If we're just
star,
talking, we're
like
just talking hot on a scale on like who would you rather bang? Let's put it that way.
Thank you. That makes it easier.
I wasn't trying to be philosophical. Because Monica's got to bring emotions and shit and the kids and trying to bring it down. I'm talking totally about which hole is my boner going into.
Boner hole. If I'm
well, I think J-Lo's hard.
Regular Traz, definitely J-Lo. Drunk Traz ended up at Rihanna's house.
Okay, all right, get that. All right, I think I'd go J-Lo also.
Yeah, J-Lo's gorgeous.
Yeah, that's more my speed. I mean, nothing against Rihanna, but she looks too much like one of my cousins too.
Well, that's just awkward.
That is awkward. Actually, maybe I'll show you. Maybe I'll show you guys. This isn't gonna help our listeners at all.
I do have one funny story while you're looking for it.
Yeah.
So they're for the ceremony inducting in Trump right now, they're having a problem trying to book major performances. Like they tried to book the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, and there's people quitting the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Jeez. Because they refused to go and perform at his inaugural ceremony. So I think it's hilarious. Like
no one
they
can't perform. Find
like it's gonna end up being like just like some dude with freaking like like a street performer. Like
so that's
they
sorry
can't
that's my up. Cousin.
Oh yeah,
she
yeah.
looks okay. too much like Rihanna too, like for me to you know
I see it a little bit.
That's
oh, is that your cousin? She's fun. I want to hang out with her.
Well, she's my
She wear the hoops like I do.
Yeah, she should.
We can trade hoops.
She's half black.
Yeah, me too.
See, that's why I'm allowed to make fun of black people.
Whatever,
my
dude.
Half black cousin. Yeah. I don't
Tara
talk to
King,
that much.
Hit me up, girl. Let's yeah. kick it.
Tara.
Oh, Tara. My bad. She ain't white. Her name ain't Tara.
Yeah.
My bad.
She's black and Mexican. There's okay. no Tara.
Oh, Tara. Yeah. My bad, girl.
All right. Well, so no one's playing for Trump.
Yeah, right. So I mean, they're really like the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Will.
Yeah, dude, Tupac get the hologram.
Nuge. The Tupac.
Tupac hologram.
I remember
amazing.
You guys saying that last week. Yeah, I just think it's funny. People are like quitting their jobs based upon the fact that they will not perform at the inaugural celebration.
Oh,
it's too much. Too much.
All right. Well, that's all right. We don't need them. It's just going to go by. That's going to be a weird scenario, that whole inauguration thing anyway. It's coming in hot.
Yeah, it's
gonna
like
be soon.
Hashtag awkward.
So.
Train wreck can't stop watching.
That's right. It's going to happen. 4 years. Whatever.
They
it'll be fun.
They should play the music of, like, funerals.
That's right. Yeah, just. Dun, 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 dun. Is that the funeral? What funerals are you going to?
Monica's I don't know. I don't think I've been to a funeral.
Monica's
a long
to
time.
Weird funerals. all right.
My man.
So, all right. And that was, there you go. That was Stuff According to Stutz.
And that was Stuff According to Stutz.
It didn't have, like, the texture I wanted in my meat.
All right. So we are about out of here. We've got longer than I expected anyway. So we're going to get out of here for this evening. One thing. I've decided we're going to start a new segment at the end of the show. We're going to end the show because there can be some vitriol sometimes in the show.
Right.
So we're going to end the show, every show now, by saying nice things about each other.
Oh my gosh, I love this, dude. This is great. Positive outlook.
Goody.
Yeah, it's a good way to end the show. Oh, I guess. Should I start?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Monica, I missed you, and I'm glad you're back.
Thanks.
You look ravishing despite your gross arm. I hope you masturbate guys with your right arm from now on.
No,
just your left arm.
I told you I don't like to work.
Oh, okay.
excuse.
I'm happy. Yeah, I got this bad arm. What about your other arm? Aren't you right-handed?
No,
fuck.
I'm left-handed.
Yeah. I have MS. So
I always have a drink in my hand.
Happy you're back.
Super positive.
I know. What the hell? I think I need a do-over.
Traz, I love your outfit today.
I know. I was going to say, I don't know anybody else who can get away with this look.
Traz.
He's like half fishing, half like going to cut
Traz
down a tree.
Traz looks like a lumberjack today. I love it. So.
Yeah, this is my flying outfit.
Yeah, you're definitely not getting first class in that thing. They put you in the back of the plane. They've thrown you in the cargo.
With all my homies. I'll sit with my homies in the back. It's closer to the booze.
That's first class. You're going to the Northwest Territories.
only if you're on the way to Montana.
Yeah. All right, who's up next? Traz?
Okay. Deese, I just learned this about you today, but I really appreciate the class that you bring to trivial life events like dinner and flying. And like, the swankiness and elegance of it all.
Thank you.
That's been lost on our generation for sure.
Yes.
You're really channeling the 1940s, 50s.
Yeah, that's
everyone's
right.
Successful, has jobs, and it's just fucking making it. I like that.
Yeah. Kind of let's bring it back.
Kind of channeling like the Zoot Suiters of the 1920s.
Yeah, that's right. Zoot Suit Riot.
Zoot Suit Riot. I'm going to tap hat and monocle.
So, and then Monica, I just like love running into you on Tuesdays. And just doing shots, getting drunk, running the town, having good times. Just that, yeah.
Sweet. let's see, Deese, I want to thank you for the shout out in between your guys's dick episode last week. I don't think there was a minute that there wasn't a discussion of a penis.
Dick episode.
Yes, I listened to the whole thing.
It wasn't planned that way.
I don't know. I just was like, yeah, I think this is why I should be there next week for sure. Because there's no woman listening any longer.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
But so I appreciate the ode at the end was it touched me. It touched me very, very much so. I feel like that's a good like ringtone or something. And Traz, I thank you. Always are very positive and have like a nice aura about you. Always come with the positive, so there's no way that there ever could be like negativity, and you're a good mix in between me and Deese, because we are kind of the opposite.
Thanks, that was a really good compliment.
Alright, there you go. Alright, well guys, let's see, let me look at my calendar real quick. I want to see, I don't remember who might be coming on the show next week.
I mean, I'm not going to say anything about somebody not showing up today, but
yeah, <that's laughs>
you right. might hear about it later once I blacklist him, as long as he didn't die on the way over.
That's right.
If he isn't hurt, he will be.
Next week, we'll be joined by one of my favorites, comedian Hannah Tilly. Super talented. She just performed at the debates last night. She killed it, too. She was great. So can't wait to have her next week. But until then, guys, thank you for listening. And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to douchey bar door guys, bad festival bands, roadies for fish, Alan Thicke, pedophiles who like coffee, Ronda Rousey, Kim and Kanye West, fake reality shows, my cousin Tara, Monica, and the Northwest Territories. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week. Do you know who Zach Morris is? Okay, we can fuck around.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios Podcast Network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!